The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore, and I hope you are feeling happy. I hope you are feeling healthy, and I am so happy that you have joined me for this jazz-alicious podcast today, because we're going to feature Dustin Harder, the vegan roadie, and he's going to talk about his book and his podcast and all sorts of great stuff. And later on in the program, I'm going to share some music with you, and Dustin's going to share a recipe with you, and, well, I'd just like to get right to it. It is now my great pleasure to welcome Dustin Harder, who is the host and creator of the original vegan travel culinary series, The Vegan Roadie. He's also host of the podcast, Keep On Cooking. Dustin works in culinary development to implement plant-based recipes, and he also works as a private chef and cooking instructor. Previously an actor in song and dance, Dustin gave up his tap shoes to study culinary arts at the Natural Gourmet Institute, and he has since been featured in such publications as Eating Well, Veg News, and Vegan Lifestyle magazine. Dustin is the author of three fabulous cookbooks, Epic Vegan Quick and Easy, Epic Vegan, and the Simply Vegan Cookbook, which was added to the Forbes list of best vegan cookbooks. And I'd like to welcome him to this program right now. How are you today, Dustin?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Laura. It's great to be here.
Well, it is great to have you here because I am a huge fan, as you know. And I was so excited when I learned about your program called Universal Meals that you created with PCRM. So I really want to get right to that, because a lot of folks that watch my television show and listen to this podcast, they're always asking about allergen-free recipes. So I'm hoping you're going to be able to talk a little bit about how you came up with the idea for a plant-based allergen-friendly program with PCRM, and it's called Universal Meals.
Oh, yes. So I started working with PCRM as their culinary specialist almost 2 years ago now. And when I started, they had this program called Universal Meals. It had about 30 recipes to it. And it was great. It was originally developed by the Culinary Institute of America and the Spork Foods chef duo out in L.A. and DC Vegan Catering. So some great hands were already on it. And I just saw an opportunity there. I thought, let's expand on this. Let's go even further. So once I sort of dug into it, we did. It's got over 125 recipes now, and I did a tour with it last year doing pop-ups at different universities and hospitals with it because we're really trying to get what we find with plant-based eating is that, you know, like you're saying with your show, well, still people want to eat plant-based, but then they've got some allergies, right? So this is a great way to sort of say, well, here's the answer. This sort of covers everything. But along the lines of that, it covers the top 9 allergens. It's great for people of different religious backgrounds or cultural parameters that they're trying to meet. And it really creates a space for everyone at the table.
It really does. It's so welcoming and it's easy to learn about when you go to the website, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But before we move on to the next topic, let's just talk in depth just a little bit about some of these top 9 allergens. Now, I know, of course, animal-derived ingredients, and talk about those if you would, please.
Sure. So anything, we don't have anything in the program with meat, eggs, fish, shellfish, and milk. I mean, really the top 9 allergens, right? So we're looking at milk, wheat, eggs, tree nuts, soy, fish, shellfish, peanuts, and sesame. Sesame was just added. That was the other thing. When I started, it was the top 8, and they just had announced the top 9. So now we've revamped it all to eliminate the top 9 allergens. Sesame got tossed on there as well.
Wow. So no tahini.
No tahini. I know, which was my biggest. No tahini. And then also, you know, no tamari in there. Things like that. Things that I sort of had gotten very used to using. And now so those things are in there. But yes, no tahini.
Wow. But that's, of course, people who are allergic to it. And everybody is not allergic to
right.
it. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
That is correct. And that's the thing I also like to say about these recipes. They can be modified however you need. If you are not allergic to, you know, soy, you can toss some tofu into a recipe if you want. They're very straightforward recipes. You can sort of modify as you would like.
Mm-hmm. Your recipes are great. Now, also on the list on the website, I was surprised at first to see alcohol. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Sure. So alcohol is omitted because a lot of religious practices do not have alcohol in their cooking techniques. And we look at it, we've taken it out of it all. There are a few that have, you have to look closely at a couple if it calls for maybe a red wine vinegar. So there's a few that maybe have that, but we're not using, you know, a dry white wine to saute anything in or anything like that. But if someone is avoiding alcohol in all forms, there are a couple of vinegars in there if they're avoiding those, but those can easily be swapped out with something like a grape juice or a pomegranate juice or something like that, or they can just be taken out altogether. And sometimes a natural vinegar or acid, I mean, like a lemon juice or a lime juice can even
yeah.
go in place of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I just want to pick your brain a little bit. You know, I get so many emails, posts on Facebook, et cetera, about wheat. People don't want to have wheat. And what are some of your favorite go-tos to sub out for wheat, barley, rye, for example, in some of your particularly baked goods recipes?
Gosh, I use oats a lot, actually, and we've got some great recipes. We have a cool chef's spotlight platform on Universal Meals, actually, where we've gotten different recipes from plant-based chefs, and there's a really terrific, I believe it's a blueberry banana oat muffin,
mm-hmm.
And so we've got that on there. And then we've also got, I'm thinking of another muffin on there. We have a blueberry cobbler muffin. Same thing. We ended up going, I think we used the one-to-one baking gluten-free flour in that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sort of, and I have started now that, you know, time has progressed. Things keep getting better and better. And there are some one-to-one baking flours that actually really do the job depending on what you're making. So I lean on those a lot, but I would say oats and the
yeah.
one-to-one baking flour.
Yeah. Oats are really my go-to. And I think they work so well. And I like to actually just grind them up in my Vitamix because it adds a little lift
yes.
to the recipe. You know, it adds some nice air rather than getting the pre-ground oat flour. And it really works well
yeah.
in muffins and cakes and, you know, all the things that you might use wheat or, you know, other types of gluten-heavy flours with. And also, of course, it's great for holding burgers together, meatloaves together, obviously all vegan. It's really versatile, and it's become a favorite of mine too.
Now, have you used it ever with pancakes or waffles?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact,
in the last year started doing that, and I love using oats and pancakes and waffles now.
Well, there's a funny story that I have. I started using oat flour in pancakes way more years ago than I would like to say, because when I was a jazz singer in New York, I had been singing really late one Saturday night, and I woke up, late in the morning, because I'd been singing till like mm-hmm. 4 a.m, and I was like, man, I really want pancakes. And of course, being a jazz singer at the time, I had a very limited pantry. And I had oats.
Sure.
I said, man, you know, maybe I could grind this up and make pancakes. And that was the first time I used that. Yeah, it works really, really well.
That's amazing. Oh, I love that.
Now, I want to talk about your fabulous, fabulous podcast. Just talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Sure. Yeah. So the name of the podcast is called Keep On Cooking, and it really was developed for anyone who likes cookbooks, really. Anyone who likes cookbooks, wants to hear from the authors who wrote the cookbooks, has an interest in, you know, incorporating more plant-based food into their life and kind of don't know where to start, or if they see a cookbook out there and they're like, gosh, I want to learn more about that, they can, you know, look at our episodes, see who's been on. We've had Issa Chandra Moskowitz, we've had Miyoko Shinner, Chloe Coscarelli, Chad Sarno, so many great authors have come on, Tabitha Brown, to talk about their books and share sort of the background in writing the books. You've been a guest on the podcast, you know, I mean, we've got some really fantastic people, that are showing up talking about their books, and listeners get to learn why the recipes were written and where they came from, and maybe some tips and tricks along the way as well.
I love that. I want to urge everybody after this program today to go and listen to a couple of your podcasts. What's the URL for that, Dustin?
Well, so you can just go to veganroadie.com, you can click there and hear all the episodes. But really, if you look up Keep On Cooking on any podcast platform, it's there.
Fantastic. We're talking today with the amazing Dustin Harder, who is the host and creator of the original vegan travel culinary series, The Vegan Roadie. And he is host of the podcast, Keep On Cooking. And you want to visit Dustin after the program today at theveganroadie.com. It is theveganroadie.com, right?
That's right. Either one works. If you go to theveganroadie or veganroadie.com, it's going to get you there.
I love that. See, you can't mess up, everybody. You've got to go and check it out after the show today. Now, I do want to also let everybody know where they can go get started on the Universal Meals program and learn more. What is the URL for that as well?
Yes, so very easy, universalmeals.org. And when you go there, we've got everything you need to get started. We've got the recipes under a recipe tab, and it's great. We have recipes that are scaled for the home cook and also recipes that are scaled up for institutions. So if you're at a hospital listening right now, or a university, and you're thinking, gosh, my place could really use this. I want this in the cafeteria. Print out some recipes. Take them to the chef. See if they'll whip them up for you. We've got everything over at universalmeals.org.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm in awe of you. You are so talented. And I know we've talked before on my Jazzy Vegetarian podcast about your great career as a song and dance man and actor. And when you come on next time, we're going to have to talk about that again.
We're going to have to duet sometime, Laura.
I look forward to that. Yes. I acted in over 35 musicals. So there you go.
Amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not a dancer. You're a great dancer. I'm not a great dancer.
I'm not so great anymore, but you know, we can get a little shuffle in there, a little dance step in there.
I look forward to it. At the top of the program, I promised that you would share a quick and easy allergen-free recipe from your fabulous book, Epic Vegan Quick and Easy.
Yes. So I've got lots. It was hard for me to choose because I was thinking, well, what is really allergen friendly in here? And there's lots of great stuff, a whole roasted maple Dijon cauliflower, a stovetop mushroom tetrazzini, and pineapple basil sorbet. But the one I settled on because it's the first time I ever named a recipe after myself. And it's because I had been making this salad for years, even before I went vegan. So this is a 15, 20 year salad that's been being served up across the country at barbecues and everything here as I've met people and taken them something to eat. But this is so fresh, so simple. It's Dustin's favorite summer salad. And it's avocado, cherry tomatoes, fresh corn, fresh basil, a little bit of lime juice, a little dash of salt and pepper, and then some thinly sliced scallions. Toss that all up. It's so fresh and yummy. It's vibrant in color, and it's just awesome to share at summer gatherings because, everyone's always sort of eating the heavy stuff. They're eating potato salad and grilling and all that stuff. When they see this salad, they get so excited because it's just so beautiful, and they have this healthy dish that they can add to their plate. So I love taking this one to people, and it is allergen friendly.
Wow. I love it. You are just a joy to speak with. I love your cookbooks, your podcast, your show, everything about what you do. And as always, it goes by so quickly when we speak, and I'm hoping we can do this again soon. And I'm wishing you a very happy and a very healthy summer.
Oh, I would love it. Thank you again for having me. Always such a joy to talk to you. It's an honor, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you for having me, Laura.
Thank you so much, Dustin.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dustin Harder. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. You want to visit his website after the program today. Well, of course, we're airing all over the country on Create TV, so I do hope you will tune in, check your local listings, and see where the Jazzy Vegetarian television show Vegan and Delicious is airing near you. And I do hope you'll check out our website, jazzyvegetarian.com. Well, music this week. This is from my album with the great late Joe Beck. I just love this track. It's entitled Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, you give me fever, that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, you fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. You give me fever when he kisses. Fever with my flaming youth. Fever, fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Cabin Smith and Pocahontas, they had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, fever with his kisses when he holds me tight. Fever, fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? We're born to give men fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you live and learn. Fever, 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 do you sizzle? What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Hope you like that one. I sure do miss you, Joe. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I thank you for listening every Wednesday at the mindbodyspirit.fm network. And until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, aka the Jazzy Vegetarian.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.